Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Welcome to Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God just like we love our coffee, strong and fresh. And I believe that He always has a miracle in mind for you and your life, your family. And just so glad that you're joining us here today. Do me a favor and download our app if you're joining us. And we would love for you to download that in the Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you just click that download, enable the push notifications, and we will begin to just really... connect with you on a personal level, and you'll get push notifications about revivals, prayer times, things of that nature, things that I'm asking you to pray for in the meetings. And so we would love for you to do that. And we hope that you're having an incredible Thursday. I am. I've been studying all morning, getting things ready for another project that we're doing here at SSM, hopefully to come on and share with you guys that around May. And it's going to be just a great time. And I have just been learning so much myself, even about this series that we're doing called Seeking God. And, the first day we did this series, we talked about seeking God for who He is. The second day, we talked about seeking Him and His righteousness and all of these things that were added unto you. And then we talked about seeking God's counsel. And that's a big thing that we need to do. And then we talked about, seeking God with our whole heart. And then we talked about seeking God in His presence. And today, I want to talk to you guys about seeking the Lord in prayer, seeking God's face in prayer. Make sure you put that in the comment section. Type that in the notes. Seeking God's face in prayer. And remember, our main scripture is Psalms chapter 14 and verse number 2. It says that the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. So that's a powerful thought there when we understand that God is trying to get us to seek His face on a continual basis. Are they understanding that that's what it takes? And today I want to talk to you about seeking God's face in prayer. And I want to break down a scripture to you that I really feel like I got a revelation on this morning. And, one thing I love about the Bible is, it really outlines itself. It shows us steps and processes to be successful in life, in relationship, in everything that we're doing. And I want to use 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, "If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land." And I want to break down that scripture. And it says, "If my people, which are called by my name," that's the first thing. The first thing that you need to understand about seeking God in prayer. You were called by God. I want you to remember this valuable thought. You did not choose God. God chose you. Isn't that a valuable thought? We didn't choose the Lord. He chose us. We didn't find Him. He found us. He called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So to understand this valuable thought and concept is this: God is literally looking for us, looking for you, looking for I. And when we understand that He chose us, He called us before the foundations of the world, prayer becomes easier. Because now prayer is an assignment, not an obligation. Ooh, I want you to think about that concept. Prayer is now no longer an obligation, but a concept. So when you understand that you're called by God, when you understand where you're not just doing it by happenstance, but you're doing it because God loves you and you are called by God. Here's the second thing that I noticed in this scripture. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. I want to say something to you. Dr. Mike Brown, a great mentor of mine, he said this one time and it really challenged me. He said, God never called you to be humbled by God. He called you to humble yourself. And I liked what he said. He said, don't let humility become God's job. Make that our job. Isn't that powerful? You know, we need to humble ourselves. You know, we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. If we can humble ourselves, I believe that God will drastically change a very portion of our lives. You know, in that concept of, you know, hey, look, we just humble ourselves. And then after we humble ourselves, he teaches us there to pray. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. So that's where we begin our life journey, is prayer. Prayer, that's what God called us to. God called us to pray. Guys, if you don't ever have anything to pray for me. Pray for our ministry. Pray for our outreach. Pray for, you know, an influence in the nations. And, you know, I'm praying for you. I'm believing God for you. And then check this out. After he tells us to, he doesn't only just say pray. He says, pray and seek my face. You know, I don't think prayer is just about what we need or what we want. Prayer is also about inevitably seeking God. It's about seeking him. It's about seeking his face. You know, I heard this years ago in a lot of churches. If we would seek God's face, he'll give us his hand. Man, that's a valuable thought, isn't it? If we'll seek his face, he'll stretch out his hand and touch our lives. And I want to encourage you in that today. I want to encourage you. Seek God's face in prayer. And I really feel like that's a valuable concept that we have lost in a lot of churches, a lot of Pentecostal circles. You know, we want God to just give us miracles and financial blessings. And I'm all about those things. I understand God answering prayers and God moving for us. I get that. But let's don't get it twisted. You know, he's not a genie. You know, the church isn't a crack house, a pimp house. And the Holy Ghost isn't someone who just gives us what we want all the time. He is looking for us to engulf in relationship with him. Just get in relationship with who he is and his voice, his power, his presence, his word. And then this is a valuable thing that I saw in this scripture today. And, you know, he said, after you seek my face, I want you to turn from your wicked ways. If there's ever been a statement that is needed for us today in our culture, in our society, and I'm going to say this boldly, even in our churches, we need to turn from our wicked ways. You know, the kingdom of God is not about you and I. The kingdom of God is about him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's who it's about. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about what we can gain. It's about winning the lost. God's commandment and God's heart. What is God's commandment? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your body. How can you be wicked when you're seeking him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your body? And then to love your neighbor as yourself. That means you need to share the gospel with every person. You know what's wild to me is how we gain access to God and never give it to another person. We never show, and I understand all of us, we have, I think a lot of us, I'm going to say this, and I mean this with the greatest love I can muster. We're all good. We're all full of great and good intentions. But just because we have good intentions doesn't mean we act on those intentions. I'm going to say that again. We're a people that are full of great and honest good intentions. But just because we have good intentions doesn't mean we act on those intentions. We can have a conscious desire to want to share the gospel, but we rarely do. We rarely do. We rarely take that opportunity and share the gospel with someone who is hurting, who needs Jesus. And I really feel like that we need to develop ways to ask God to bring us those opportunities. And then he said, after we pray, after we seek his face, after we turn from our wicked ways, then he said he would hear us. I think you've got to consciously turn from your wicked ways in your heart, and that's when God hears you. That's a powerful thought. I believe right then and there, he decides, when we get it in our heart, I don't want to live like this. I don't want to think like this. I don't want to keep living the way that I've been living. I think that's when God consciously decides to change our heart, to change our life. And I really feel like that we need to understand that valuable thought. And then here's one more thing that he says. After I hear you, then I will heal your land. Isn't that amazing? I think we need that. Don't you? I think we drastically need that. And I feel like that you and I really need to understand that this is the time, this is the season, this is the moment to seek God in prayer. Don't get lost in religious stuff. Communicate with God. Pray. Humble yourself. Seek his face. If you do those things, if you move towards those things, I believe the Lord, I believe he'll richly bless us, heal us, hear from us, and I believe the Lord will stir us up in a powerful way. So I want to encourage you today, seek God, seek his face in prayer. And I think if we do that, we will be a different people that will know who God is. And he'll drastically change our lives one moment at a time through seeking his face in prayer. Hey, we love you. We appreciate you being with us today. And I want you to remember God loves you. God cares for you. And he wants to do something awesome in your life today. Do me a favor. Follow or subscribe. Like this video and share it with people that you know that need to seek God's face in prayer. We love you. Be blessed. We'll see you right here tomorrow at 11:30 for another edition of Stronger Every Day.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.